大家平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
今天没有投影片。
Today we have no slides.
好吧，我们先一同读一节经节，罗马书十五章第三节。
Let's first read the scripture together, Book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 3.
罗马书十五章第三节。
Romans, chapter 15, verse 3.
因为基督也不求自己的喜悦，如经上所记。辱骂你人的辱骂都落在我身上。
For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me.
我们有一点祷告。
Let's pray together.
就是我们再次来到你的面前，我们要承认，主啊，若是离了你，我们就不能做什么。
Lord, again we come together before you. We want to confess that apart from you, we can do nothing.
我们要承认，主啊，若不是天上来的，人就得不着什么。
We want to confess that unless it is from the heaven, we cannot gain anything.
所以愿你今天赐给我们恩典跟怜悯。
May you give us grace and mercy.
主啊，让我们能够跟从你。
So that we can follow you.
让我们能够看见，主啊，你在哪里，服侍你的人也当在哪里。
So we can see wherever you are, your servant will be.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' precious name.
每次与弟兄姊妹交通，常常感觉好像没有什么道理是我们不知道的。
Oftentimes, when I fellowship with brothers and sisters, I often feel there is nothing we do not know.
所以每次主把一个负担放在我里面，我都感觉很为难。
So whenever God places a burden on my heart, I feel troubled or challenged.
不知道具体要交通些什么。
I do not know what specific things I should share.
但是另外一方面呢，又感觉我们好像什么都知道，但是为什么教会的见证，我们个人的见证，甚至个人的生活却如此软弱？
But on the other hand, I'm often puzzled that since we already know everything, why the testimony of the church, testimony of our individual life, or even our daily lives are so weak?
到底这个落差在哪里？
So where is the gap?
所以我心里面常常有这个叹息，求主显明我们的盲点在哪里。
So I often have this sign within my heart, may the Lord reveal my blind spots.
那我个人感觉，拦阻我们进入神永远旨意最致命的原因，是我们对救恩的看法是以自我为中心的。
I personally feel oftentimes the most fatal reason or critical reason that hindering us from understanding the will of God is our understanding, the perspective of salvation is self-centered.
许多时候因为罪人的天性就是自我为中心，常常连我们自己所谓我们属灵的追求其实还是以自我为中心的。
And a lot of times due to our sinful nature, our so-called spiritual pursuit can be self-centered.
其实这不是什么新的事情。我们知道，为着神还是为着自己，是当时在伊甸园摆在亚当夏娃面前的两个选择。
This is not a new thing. We knew that whether it is for us or for God was a choice placed before Adam and Eve when they are in the Garden of Eden.
为着自己是魔鬼摆在他们面前的试探。
Satan placed the temptation of being for themselves before Adam and Eve.
所以亚当夏娃选择了要像神一样。
Adam and Eve chose to be like God.
那很多人会问，这有什么错呢？
Some may ask, what is wrong with this?
但是我想至少有两个致命的错误。
But I think there are two major mistakes.
第一个，他们想要像神的原因是为了自己。
First, the reason for them to be want to be like God is for themselves.
第二个是他们想要依靠自己来像神。
Secondly, they want to rely on themselves to be like God.
所以今天为着自己，也会以追求属灵这个面貌来试探我们。
So today, the temptation of being for ourselves can assume the appearance of be for God.
一不小心，我们就落入魔鬼的圈套里。
If we're not careful, we may fall into the trap of Satan.
我们追求像神和追求为着神是非常不一样的。
The pursuit of being like God and be for God are completely different.
虽然这两个追求是不能分开的，但是因为在目的上是完全不一样的，所以它的结果也会非常不一样。
even though inseparable, that they have totally different purpose and results.
若是我们追求为着神，我们会磨成神儿子的形象。
If our pursuit is to be for God, we will be molded or conformed to the image of God's Son.
那是若是我们只追求像神，我们会落入亚当夏娃他们的光景中。
If our pursuit is to be like God, then we will fall into the condition of Adam and Eve.
对我们曾经说过，磨成神儿子的形象，长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，说的不仅仅是我们个人，更准确的乃是整个基督的身体。
So when we say be conformed to the image of the Son of God and grow into the full stature of Jesus, this is not referring to us individually, but referring to the entire body of Christ.
所以我们强调我们个人的属灵成熟，乃是在团体的属灵成熟里才找到它的意义。
So our individual spiritual maturity can find its meaning in the corporate spiritual maturity.
我们个人的属灵追求还是在团体的建造里才能得到它的意义。
And our individual spiritual maturity can only find its meaning in the corporate building up.
真正追求做得胜者是为了全体的教会。
The true pursuit of trying to be an overcomer is for the sake of the entire church.
所以我们上次举例，
Therefore, last time we gave an example.
我们说一个姐妹来跟一个传道人说，哇，某某姊妹她好属灵哦。
A sister said to a preacher, "Wow, sister so and so is so spiritual."
所以传道人反问这个姊妹，你说的那位姊妹她是与谁一同属灵呢？
So the preacher responded by asking, "So the sister you mentioned, who is she being spiritual together with?"
她是单独属灵的姊妹呢？还是他的属灵是连于其他弟兄姊妹的呢？
Is she being spiritual alone, or is she being spiritual together with brothers and sisters?
所以我们追求属灵，但是我们常常忽略了与弟兄姊妹一同。
So we often pursue spirituality, but we often neglect being doing it together with others.
我们的属灵是不是连于其他弟兄姊妹呢？
Are we being spiritual together with brothers and sisters?
但是很可惜，今天我们许多人追求属灵也是为了自己，是为了表明我很属灵。
But unfortunately, today a lot of us pursue spirituality for ourselves to show we are spiritual.
但这不是神的旨意。
But this is not God's will.
神要我们在属灵生命上长大，是为着基督的身体。
God wants us to grow in spiritual life is for the body of Christ.
中国人讲曲高和寡。
As the Chinese goes, as Chinese saying goes, high-pitched tunes have few harmonizers.
有的人会唱歌，就特别喜欢飙高音。
Some people are good at singing and they like to hit the high notes.
他也唱得很好听。
And he or she may sing very well.
但是如果他一直飙高音的话，其他人就只好闭嘴，没有办法跟他一起唱。
But if they continue to hit the high notes, no others may not be able to join them.
对，他是一个美丽的石碑。但它不是联络整齐的房屋里面的一块石头。
So that person may become a beautiful monument, but he may not be a stone that fits into a well-joined building.
神所要的不是纪念石碑，而是一个联络整齐的房屋。
What God desires is not a beautiful monument, but a well-fitted building.
彭广成弟兄在这次西岸特会里面一开始就提到这句话。
Our brother Ted Penn mentioned this at the beginning of the West Coast Conference.
他说我们在这里交通亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的故事。
He said we're fellowshipping here on the stories of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
但是我们不是交通他们个人的故事，我们乃是交通关乎那座有根基的城新耶路撒冷城的故事。
But rather, we're not talking about their individual stories, but we're talking about the stories of the city with foundations, the New Jerusalem.
所以上次我们提到有两个帮助对我们救恩的看法，我们能够帮助我们说从看为了自己转成为了神。
So last time we mentioned there are two realizations that can help us shift our perspective of salvation from being self-centered to being for God.
若是没有这两个认识，神永远的旨意可能对我们一直是客观的。
Without these two realizations, the God's eternal will may remain objective for us.
可能只是知识和道理。
It may stay as knowledge or doctrines.
可能我们只是活在一个宗教的理想里。
We may only live in religion.
第一个认识呢，就是要认识神是我们的父亲。
The first realization is that is to know God as our Father.
我们要回到那个单纯的爱动机的里面。
We must return to the simple motivation of love.
第二个重要的认识呢，就是认识十字架。
The second important realization is the cross.
五月份，我和弟兄姊妹一同交通了，认识神是我们的父亲。
In May, I share with brothers and sisters about knowing God as our Father.
今年西岸特会 ，Dana 弟兄他负责的题目是根据希伯来书讲到摩西因着信。他宁可和神的百姓同受苦害，他看为基督受的凌辱比埃及的财物更宝贵。
At this year's West Coast Conference, Brother Dana led the topic based on Book of Hebrews. He said Moses, by faith, chose to endure ill treatment with the people of God, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt.
中间他语重心长地说了一句话。
Our brother said this earnestly.
我们属灵的生命不可能成长，除非我们认识神是我们的父亲。
We cannot grow in our spiritual life unless we know God as our Father.
耶稣来到地上，多次向我们显明神是我们的父。
Jesus came to earth to reveal the Father to us.
他又说，很可惜，我们很少在波饼聚会里面听见弟兄姊妹这样祷告说，父亲啊，我们借着主耶稣基督来到你的面前。
He also mentioned it's unfortunately we really hear brothers and sisters saying during the breaking of bread, Our Father, we come to you through Lord Jesus.
这正是我五月份与弟兄姊妹交通的负担。
This is a burden that I share with brothers and sisters in May.
所以我听见弟兄姊妹听见弟兄这样讲，我里面非常的感动。
It deeply encouraged me and moved me when I heard Brother Dana say the same.
Dana 弟兄在信息里面讲到为基督受的凌辱有三个层次的经历。
In Brother Dana's message, he spoke of three levels of experience in bearing the reproach of Christ.
第一个层次是因为我们属基督，我们是基督徒，所以这个世界一定会恨我们。
The first level, because we belong to Jesus and we're Christians, this world will hate us.
第二个是我们会经历十字架来洁净我们这个人。
The second level is that we have to take the cross, which will purify us.
第三层呢，是因为我们爱神的家，我们所必须经历的凌辱。
The third level is because we love God's house and we will endure the reproach.
这第三层十字架的学习，就是我们因为爱神的家所必须经历的凌辱，特别印证了我今天交通的负担。
Today's level is also the third level of this lesson, enduring the reproach for the love of God.
我不是要讲 Dana 弟兄的信息。
I'm not here to preach Brother Dana's message.
我今天只是想继续我上次的负担。
But I want to continue the burden that I shared last time.
我们交通到我们要从主十字架为我们所完成的工作，我们要进入到跟随主十字架的道路。
It is about how we move from the accomplished work of Jesus on the cross into the path of following the cross.
我再说一次，我们要从主十字架为我们所完成的工作进入到跟随主十字架的道路。
I'll say this again. We will go from the work of the cross to the way of the cross.
十字架的意义太深、太广、太高、太荣耀。
The meaning of the cross is too high, too deep, too broad, and too glorious.
我自己极其渺小有限。
And I'm extremely insignificant and limited.
所以我只能就着十字架的一个方面。就是在追求神永远的旨意上面，他怎样救我们脱离自我为中心来看十字架。
Therefore, I will only focus on one aspect of the cross, particularly in pursuing God's internal will. to save us from self-centered view of the cross.
我们要从认识主耶稣十字架所成就的工作，上升到进入跟随主十字架的道路。
We need to go from merely understanding the Lord of Jesus accomplished on the cross to actually following the way of cross.
我还是先放三个问题给大家思想。
First, I want to give brothers and sisters three questions to consider.
第一个问题。
The first question.
中国人说啊，吃了苦中苦，就为人上人。
The Chinese saying goes, if endure hardships that others cannot, so that you can enjoy what others don't have or become superior.
圣经所说的十字架的意义和这个说法有什么不同？
How does the biblical meaning of the cross differ from this saying?
第二个问题。
The second question.
我们上次问了哈，如果亚当夏娃从来没有犯罪，主耶稣就不用上十字架来救赎我们，那么十字架是否就没有用了呢？十字架是否就没有意义了呢？
The second question is we shared last time. If Adam and Eve had never sinned, does that mean Jesus didn't need to go to the cross to redeem us? Does that render the cross useless or meaningless?
第三个问题。
Third question.
我们都说啊，十字架是对付我们的肉体。那我问哈，如果我们的肉体都被对付了，我们都像基督了，那还需不需要十字架？十字架是否就没用、没意义了呢
？We often say the cross is meant to deal with the flesh. If our flesh is dealt with, and we will become like Jesus, so do we still need the cross? Will the cross still have any significance?
但愿经过今天的交通，大家都可以自己回答这些问题。
Hopefully through today's message or sharing.Everybody can find the answer yourselves.
我今天借了四方面我们来交通。
I will fellowship on four aspects.
十字架是没有自己，十字架是永远的和生命的十字架。
Cross is none of self. Cross is eternal and the cross of life.
第二个方面呢
？Second aspect.
十字架是没有自己，所以我们来看主耶稣的榜样，他如何为了神的旨意倾倒生命。
Cross is none of self, so we want to see how the Lord pour his own life out.
那第三个，我们再从雅各书中，苏拉密女的经历来看我们应该有的学习。
The third aspect.We want to learn from the experience of the book of Song of Songs, the story of Shulamit.
然后我们做一点总结。
And then we will have our conclusion.
第一方面，十字架是永远的和生命的十字架。
First aspect, the cross is eternal and life.
十字架是没有自己。
Cross is none of self.
我们知道十字架不仅仅是2000年前历史上我们看见基督为我们的罪钉死在十字架上。
We know cross is not merely a historical event.More than 2,000 years ago, where Jesus died for our sins.
十字架不仅仅是外面客观的时间历史中的十字架。
The cross is not just external, objective, a historical event.
十字架乃是永远的十字架。
It is eternal.
是里面生命的十字架。
It is life-giving.
是一切神圣行动的原则。
It is a principle of all God's action.
十字架不是人类所谓的高尚的情操。就像一个人他可以为着一个主义而死。
The cross is not about noble human sentiments, such as a person die for a cause or sacrifice himself.
或者我们说一个人为着大义为着大爱英勇的牺牲了。
Or for this person will sacrifice or die heroically.
这些对基督的十字架都是贬低都是不适用的解释。
These interpretations belittles and are inappropriate for the meaning of the cross.
十字架是为了神的旨意倾倒生命，没有自己。
The cross is about pouring out someone's life for God's will.
所以十字架不是逃避，十字架乃是主动的去拥抱神的旨意。
Therefore, the cross is not an escape, but a proactive embrace of God's will.
是的。基督钉十字架这个历史客观事实，他完成的救恩，他释放了我们。
Yes, Christ's crucifixion was a historical fact that accomplished and freed us.
他让我们能够逃避自己，
The cross redeemed us from ourselves.
它能够让我们逃避罪、世界、魔鬼和死亡。
And redeem, free us from sin, self, world, the devil and death.
但是十字架更是我们要主动的去拥抱神的旨意。
But the cross calls to proactively embrace God's will.
是能够活出神的性情和神旨意的唯一的方法。
This is the only way we can live out God's nature and His will.
所以十字架其实是神的性情。
Therefore, the cross represents God's nature.
不仅是时间历史中的，乃是永远的十字架。
It is not confined to history, but eternal.
所以我们要回到过去的永远，从神的旨意的起点到将来的永远，神旨意的完成，我们来看十字架是永远的十字架。
So we need to go back to the eternity in the past, where the will of God starts until the eternal in the future, where God's will is to be fulfilled.
我们知道神永远的旨意是从神心中的喜悦开始的。
We know God's eternal will begins with God's heart's pleasure, desire.
让神心中非常喜悦的就是神的儿子基督。
What pleases God's heart is His beloved Son.
神把他所有的爱都放在他的儿子身上。
God has placed all His love on His beloved Son.
因着他爱儿子的缘故，他要为他的儿子预备一切。
Out of His love for His Son, He will prepare everything for His Son.
所以神创造万有的目的是为着他的儿子。
The purpose of all His creation is for His Son.
神一切的作为都是为着他的儿子。
And all of God's action is for God. Was for His Son.
但是当你读到哥林多前书十五章二十四节的时候
，When you read First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 24,
你看见说
，You will see,
当神的目的、时间、历史、一切事物达到圆满的结局的时候，也就是说，当神的旨意、神的目的达到的时候。
You will see that when God's purpose is fulfilled, when history and everything reach their ultimate conclusion, that is to say,
那时候基督要将一切与神为仇的、抵挡神的黑暗权势、死亡都毁灭了，就把国交与父。
Jesus will destroy all powers opposing God, including death, and then hand over the kingdom of God.The Father.
那时候基督自己也在也要也顺服在父的底下。
At that time, Christ himself will submit to the Father.
他要叫神在万物之上为万物之主。
And God will be the King above all things.
我们都熟悉当神的旨意达到的时候，我们说基督是一切，又在一切之内。
And we're familiar that, When God's will is fulfilled, Jesus is all and be in all.
但这里他告诉我们，当神的旨意达到的时候，主耶稣基督自己主动乐意的顺服在父的权柄之下。
And we can see here when God's will is fulfilled, Jesus willingly submitted to the Father's authority.
他要把国交给父。
He will give the kingdom to.
叫神在万物之上为万物之主。
So that God will be above all things.
这是中文的翻译。
This is a Chinese translation.
英文的翻译其实就是叫神在整个宇宙是一切又在一切之内。
The English translation is God will be all in the universe and be in all.
所以你看见神永远的旨意实在是十字架故事。
Therefore, you can see God's eternal will is truly the story of the cross.
是一个爱的故事。
It's a story of love.
父神爱子，所以他为儿子预备一切。
The Father loves His Son, so He prepared all things for His Son.
他为他的儿子预备弟兄们，预备基督的身体，预备心腹。
Including the brethren, the body of Christ, and the bride.
但是神的儿子爱父亲。
But the Son also loves the Father.
本来与父同等的基督，道成肉身来到地上。
Although he was equal with God, he took on flesh and came on earth.
他反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象。
He took on the form of a servant.
成为人的样式，自己卑微。
Becoming human, humbling himself.
存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Being obedient to the point of death and even death on the cross.
他来成就神的目的，却不是为着自己。
He came to fulfill Father's will and not for himself.
乃是要叫神的喜悦能够满足。
But to satisfy God's pleasure.
他要将一切与神为仇的、抵挡神的黑暗权势、死亡都毁灭了。
He destroyed all powers opposing to God and subject everything to the Father.
要叫父在一切之内，又在又是一切。
So that the Father, the God, will be all and in all.
我们再看圣灵。
And let's look at this Holy Spirit.
从始至终，你看见圣灵是隐藏的。
From beginning to end, we can see He's hidden.
他的目的就是为了要荣耀父。
His purpose was to glorify the Father.
就是为了要荣耀基督。
To glorify Jesus.
所以你看见神永远的旨意，其实就是十字架的故事。
Therefore, we can see that the God will is indeed the story of the cross.
是没有自己，是一个爱的故事。
It is none of self. It's a story of love.
所以我们要看见外面的十字架，看见基督为我们钉十字架，倾倒出他的生命。
Therefore, we can see the eternal cross. See Jesus pour out His own life.
Outer cross.
Pour out His.
So we see the outer cross, the Lord died on the cross for ourselves, for us.
So we see the outer cross, the Lord.
但是我们要更进一步看见神永远的，我们第一步要看见。
So we will further see.
神永远的旨意一开始就是在十字架的根基上。
The God's eternal will was the cross from the very beginning.
我们要看见十字架是神的性情。
We also need to see the cross is the nature of God.
这个性情要变成我们的性情。
And the nature must become ours.
这个外面的历史的客观的十字架要变成我们里面的十字架。
The outer historical cross must become the cross in within.
十字架要在我们里面做工，是我们为着神。
The cross must work within us so that we can be for God.
为着教会，为着弟兄姊妹，倾倒我们的生命。
For the church, for brothers and sisters to pour out our life.
这样子我们才能磨成神儿子的形象，教会才能被建立，神的旨意才可能完成。
Only in this way can we be conformed to the image of God's Son, and the church will be built up, and God's will be fulfilled.
好，那我们来第二方面，我们来看主耶稣的榜样。主耶稣如何为着神的旨意倾倒他的生命
？Now let's look at Jesus' example. How Jesus pour out His life.
我们都说我们要背十字架跟随主。
We often say we want to take up the cross and follow the Lord.
但很多时候我们注意的是我们自己。
But oftentimes we focus on ourselves.
什么意思呢
？What does this mean?
就是我知道我自己有很多的缺点。
We know we have a lot of flaws.
那我也知道，我也承认这些缺点呢。给我的生活，给我的家庭带来许多的不和谐。
We also admit that those flaws also lead to a lot of troubles and problems in our lives.
让我们活得非常没有喜乐。
Robbing us of our joy.
所以我们承认我们需要十字架来对付我们肉体，让我们变得属灵。
So we confess that we do need the cross to deal with the flesh, so we can become spiritual.
让我们的生活更快乐美好。
So our life can be happier and more harmonious.
但是我们许多时候注意的是自己。
But oftentimes we focus on ourselves.
但是我们有没有想过我们为什么要属灵
？But have we thought about why do we want to be spiritual?
所以属灵就是为了让我们生活过得更美好、更快乐。
Is this for us to have a happier life?
属灵就是为了让别人羡慕我的生活，羡慕我这个人。
Is this for us to for others so that others can admire our life, myself?
耶稣上十字架就是最好的说明。
Jesus' journey to the cross is the best illustration.
我们要注意主耶稣在变化山上的时候，主耶稣已经达到完全。
We need to know that when Jesus went on the Mount of Transfiguration, He has already achieved perfection.
他已经胜过一切的罪，已经完全的成熟属灵。
He has already overcome all sins and have become spiritually mature.
他已经达到在神心中那完美的人的形象。
He has already become the perfect image of man in God's heart.
主耶稣可以从那里升天进荣耀。
Jesus could have ascended to glory from there.
所以我们要问一个问题。
But we have a question.
这个时候主耶稣是不是不再需要十字架了？
At that point, does Jesus no longer need the cross?
因为他不需要十字架来对付他的肉体，来对付罪。
Because he no longer needed the cross to deal with the flesh or sins.
所以十字架在主的身上，这个时候是不是就没有意义了？
So does that mean the cross has no meaning on Jesus at that time?
不。
No.
十字架最终的意义才正在开始。
The ultimate meaning of the cross was just beginning.
主耶稣的生命丰富成熟了。
Jesus' life was rich and mature.
葡萄成熟了，又圆又大又漂亮。
It's like the ripe and full grapes, beautiful and round.
但是却是被放入酒榨的里面。
But it was put in, pressed into the wine press.
却是在酒榨里被人践踏。
It was trodden, tramped.
反而是把生命倾倒出来。
And it was poured out his life.
这是我所盼望弟兄姊妹看见的十字架。
This is the cross that I want brothers and sisters to see.
原来主耶稣他对付罪，他完全没有犯罪，他使得他生命成熟，是为了能够够资格放入酒榨，把生命分享出来。
Jesus was sinless, and he overcomes sin so that he can be qualified to be pressed and pour out his life.
原来主耶稣他一生对付罪，完全没有犯罪，是为了成为那无瑕无疵无斑点的羔羊。
Jesus dealt with sin, and his whole life he was sinless. But the point is for him to become a blameless, spotless lamb.
他能够够资格现在祭坛上为你我赎罪。
So he can be qualified to be the sacrifice on the altar to redeem us.
所以我们要看见，从父神心中定下神永远旨意的那一刻，主耶稣就一直活在十字架的目的的底下。
So that we can see that from the moment God's will was established, Jesus lived under the purpose of the cross.
换句话说，向自己死还不是目的，向神活才是目的。
In other words, dying to ourselves is not the ultimate goal, but living for God is.
我再说一次。
I'll say it again.
向自己死还不是目的，向神活才是目的。
Dying to self is not the ultimate goal. Living for God is.
我们都很清楚，向自己死需要十字架。
We clearly know that dying to self needs a cross.
但是我们常常忽略了，向神活更需要十字架。
But we often overlook the fact that living for God needs a cross even more.
因为向神活的十字架，它所对付的不是我们的软弱，不是我们的肉体。
Because living for God is not just dealing with the weakness of the flesh.
它常常是对付的是我们合法的权利和自由。
But it's often dealing with our legitimate rights or freedoms.
主耶稣在变化山上已经达到完全。
Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration had already reached the perfection.
他已经达到神心中那完美人的形象。
He already embodied the perfect human image of God.
可以从那里升天进入荣耀。
He could have already ascended to heaven.
这是主他应得的权利和。
This is his rights.
但是主耶稣若是从那里升天了。
But if Jesus had ascended.
你我今天的结局会是何等的可怕呢？
What would be the outcome waiting for us today?
他不但是不是我们的救主，他变成审判我们的主。
He's not only not our savior, but he's also our judge.
这里十字架对付的不是我们的软弱肉体。
Here the cross is not dealing with the flesh, our weakness.
常常是针对我们所谓的圣洁完全。
But it's often dealing with the holiness or perfection.
这句话我请弟兄姊妹要体会我说的哈。
I want brothers and sisters to understand this deeply.
主耶稣在地上完全圣洁，完全无罪。
Jesus was perfect and holy without sin.
但今天他为了你我，为了神的目的。
But today, for you and for me, for the will of God.
主耶稣从变化山上往各个他十字架而去。
Jesus went from the Mount Transfiguration to Golgotha.
使他受煎熬的是他要背负全世界人所有罪恶的污秽。
What agonized him was that he needs to bear the sins of the entire world.
一个不知罪、完全圣洁的主，他要背负世界所有人罪恶的污秽。
A sinless, holy God will bear all the world's sin and filth.
弟兄姊妹，想想主，再想想我们自己。
Brother and sister, consider the Lord and consider ourselves.
我们为了基督的身体，为了教会，为了弟兄姊妹，为了神的旨意。 你愿意背十字架，放下你自己的尊荣吗？
For the sake of the body of Christ, for the brothers and sisters, and for the God's will, for the church, are you willing to bear the cross?
你情愿被人误会吗？
Are you willing to be understood?
你情愿背负弟兄姊妹的软弱跟羞辱吗？
Are you willing to bear the weakness of brothers and sisters and reproach?
我们再从雅各书中苏拉密女的经历来说明我们的追求和学习。
Let's learn from the experience of the Shulamite woman in the Song of Songs.
这个也是雅各书里面苏拉密女必有的经历。
This is also the experience of the Shulamite woman must go through.
苏拉密女爱慕她的良人，所以追求快跑跟随她。
Shulamite loves her beloved and desires to follow him closely.
因为这个爱慕追求，所以苏拉密女经过了十字架几个阶段的学习。
Because of this love and pursuit, she went through several stages of learning through the cross.
前面三个阶段
The first three stages.
她经过十字架的管教，十字架对付她的肉体。
She undergoes the discipline of the cross, where the cross deals with the flesh.
她经过十字架所带来的死和生命的洁净。
She experienced the death and the purification of the cross.
不仅她这样经历过与主不仅这样，他也经历过与主一同得胜。
Not only this, she also experienced being a victor with the Lord.
所以他不但经过十字架死，他也经历过十字架复活的那一面。
Not only did she go through the death of the cross, but also she experienced the resurrection of the cross.
所以我们看见苏拉密女，她因为接受十字架的对付，与她也经历了十字架所带来复活的生命。
As a result, she not only experienced the death, but she also experienced a life.
所以主的生命性情开始在苏拉密女身上组织起来，让她变得更像主了。
Therefore, the life and nature of the Lord began to form in her, making her more like God.
主的性情，主的自己，在她身上彰显出来，叫别人能够在她身上看见主的美丽。
The Lord Himself and His nature was manifested in her, allowing others to see the beauty of the Lord.
所以我们看到苏拉密女似乎达到成熟属灵的光景。
Therefore, we can see that she seemed to reach the stage of spiritual maturity.
我想到这个阶段的追求啊，可能是我们大家平常所说的，就是我们所谓十字架的功课和属灵的追求。
This is a level of pursuit which might be familiar to us, often described as a lesson of the cross and spiritual growth.
或许到这个阶段就是我们观念里头我们常常所说的活成神儿子的形象。
Or this stage can be referred to being conforming to the image of God's Son.
但接下来苏拉密女所要面对的两个更重要的学习，才是我们今天盼望弟兄姊妹所看见的重点。
However, the two stages of two lessons that followed is what I want us to focus today.
我们一起来看雅各书。
Let's read the book of Song of Songs together.
翻到四章七到八节。
Chapter 4, verse 7 to 8.
雅各书四章七到八节，我的佳偶，你全然美丽，毫无瑕疵，我的心腹。求你与我一同离开黎巴嫩，与我一同离开黎巴嫩，从亚麻拉顶，从示尼尔与黑门顶，从有狮子的洞，从有豹子的山往下观看。
Book Song of Songs, chapter 4, verse 7 to 8. You are altogether beautiful, my darling, and there is no blemish in you. Come with me from Lebanon, my bride. May you come with me from Lebanon.Journey down from the summit of Amana, from the summit of Senir and Hermon, from the dens of lions, from the mountains of leopards.
黎巴嫩是巴勒斯坦地的高山。
Lebanon is a high mountain in Palestine.
山上有三个山峰，就是刚刚读的亚麻拉峰、示尼尔峰与黑门峰。
There are three peaks, Amana, Senir and Hermon.
中文翻译成离开黎巴嫩不太适合，刚刚大家提到英文的时候它应该是翻成从黎巴嫩山顶。
In Chinese, the translation says leave Lebanon, but a better translation would be descending from the summit of Lebanon.
Not descending, from
the summit of Lebanon.
Yeah, 就应该翻成从黎巴嫩山顶往下观看。
The better translation would be from the summit of Lebanon, we behold.
这里你看见苏拉密女她达到成熟的光景。
Here you can see a Shulamite woman reach a state of spiritual maturity.
全然美丽，毫无瑕疵，多棒！
Altogether beautiful, without blemish.
求你与我一同从黎巴嫩山顶，求你与我一同从黎巴嫩山顶往下观看。
Come with me from Lebanon, my bride. Come with me from Lebanon. Look down from the summit of Amana.
这是主呼召苏纳密女，呼召我们一同升天的经历。
This is the Lord calling Shulamit, calling us to experience ascension with Him.
我们要从天上的角度来观看一切的事情。
We must view everything from a heavenly perspective.
也就是说，我们要从神永远旨意的眼光来看一切的事情。
That is to say, we need to have a viewpoint of God's eternal purpose.
主不但复活了，他也升到天上，他成了万王之王，万主之主。
The Lord not only was resurrected, but also He ascended to heaven, becoming the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
基督在那里做王，执行父的旨意，只等到他把一切仇敌、抵挡神的黑暗权势、死亡都毁灭了。
Christ is reigning there, and He executed the will of the Father until all things opposing God, including the power of darkness and death, are destroyed.
他要把宇宙万物夺回来。放在父的脚前
and he will bring back all creation and place them under the feet of Father.
在这个神永远的旨意上面，主呼召苏拉密女，主呼召我们来与他同工。
In this work of God's eternal purpose, the Lord calls the Shulamite, calling us to work with Him.
这是我们一直盼望弟兄姊妹看见的。
This is what I hope brothers and sisters see.
十字架的道路必须要让我们认识神永远的旨意。
The way of the cross must lead us to know God's eternal purpose.
我们与主一同升天，一同经历属灵的征战。
We ascend with the Lord, experiencing the spiritual warfare.
就是与空中执政的、掌权的、撒旦的黑暗权势征战。
We're fighting against the rulers, authorities, and the powers of darkness.
我们要为神的旨意站住。
We must stand firm for God's will.
我们要抵挡仇敌一切的攻击。
Resisting all enemies' attack.
虽然有许多反对神旨意的事。
Though there are many things opposing to God.
但是我们要站立得稳。
But we must stand firm.
我们要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。
We must hold fast what we have so that no one takes away your crown.
我们要奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
We need to run the races that are set before us.
我们要与主一同离开。一同从黎巴嫩山上，一同从黎巴嫩山上往下观看。
And from the Lebanon, we will look down with him.
但这里还有第二个更深、更痛苦的经历。
But there is a second, more painful experience.
我们一起来看雅各书第五章。
Let's look at Son, Book of Jacob.
No.
James.
Song of Songs.
Son of Songs.
Chapter 5. 大家可以把圣经翻到那，我一段一段的来看。
Let's read the book of Song of Songs, chapter 5.
我们先看二到三节，第五章二到三节。
Chapter 5, verse 2-3.
我身睡卧，我心却醒，这是我良人的声音，他敲门说：“我的妹子，我的佳偶，我的鸽子，我的完全人，求你给我开门，因我的头满了露水，我的头发一夜露沾滴湿。”我回答说：“我脱了衣裳，怎能再穿上呢？我洗了脚，怎能再玷污呢？”
I was asleep, but my heart was awake. A voice, my beloved, was knocking. Open to me, my sister, my darling, my dove, my perfect one. For my head is drenched with dew, my locks with the damp of the night. I have taken off my dress. How can I put it on again? I have washed my feet. How can I dirty them again?
良人说：“因我的头满了露水，我的头发被夜露滴湿。”这是主耶稣科西玛尼园的情景。
For my head is drenched with dew, my locks with the damp of the night. This is the experience of the Lord Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane.
主耶稣要带苏拉密女，带我们经过主耶稣科西玛尼园的经历。
The Lord is leading the Shulamite woman, leading us through the experience of Gethsemane and to the cross of Golgotha.
我们记得主在被卖的那一夜，他进到科西玛尼园里。
We remember that on the night he was betrayed, he entered Gethsemane.
那时候他里面受压痛苦。
At that time he was under great pressure and there was great pain.
我们主一个人自己在园子里祷告。
Our Lord prayed alone in the garden.
他说父啊，倘若可行，叫求你叫这杯离开我，但不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
My father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not as I will, but as your will.
我们的主不怕受苦。
Our Lord was not afraid of the cross.
他并不怕十字架。
He was not afraid of the cross.
他就是为着这个十字架而来的。
He came for this very purpose.
但是为什么这个时候主耶稣会有这样的祷告？
But why at that moment he prayed like this?
我们的主是没有罪的。
Our Lord was sinless.
他不但没有犯过罪，他也不知道什么是罪。
Not only had he never sinned, but he also knew nothing of sin.
但在这个时候，他知道他这无罪的要变成罪。
But at that moment, he knew that he, the sinless one, will become sin.
世界上所有的罪都要压在他的身上。
All the sins of the world will be placed upon him.
他要背负全世界所有人罪恶的污秽。
And he will bear the filth of all mankind's sins.
他要忍受所有仇敌抵挡神的恶意。
And he will also take all the evil intentions of the enemy opposing God.
好像他要成为世界上唯一的一个罪人。
As if he would be the only sinner in the entire world.
弟兄姊妹，这个感觉在主里面让他受不了。
Brothers and sisters, this feeling inside him was unbearable.
他与父是这样的亲密。
He had such an intimate relationship.
但是他却知道他要变成父所厌弃的那个人。
But he knew he was about to become the one that's forsaken by God.
他受不了。
He could not bear it.
所以在科西玛尼园，他三次祷告。
So in Gethsemane, he prayed three times.
汗如血点般的流下来。
And his sweat became like drops of blood.
父啊。
Father,
不要照我的意思，
not my will,
只要照你的意思。
But yours be done.
主为了父的旨意，他愿意。
The Lord was willing for the sake of the Father's will.
现在，主对那个女子说，
Now the Lord says to the woman,
你要开门，
Open the door,
与我一同走这条路，
And walk this path with me.
但这个女子做不到。
But the woman couldn't do it.
这个女子做不到。
She couldn't do it.
她说，
She said,
我已经上床了，我的脚已经洗干净了。
I have taken off my dress. 。How can I put it on again?I wash my feet. How can I dirty them again?
Yeah, 我怎么可以再玷污我自己？
How can I dirty them again?
也就是说，我已经蒙了光照，蒙洁净，我已经属灵成熟到这一个地步了。我怎么可以再落下去，被人厌弃，好像被神厌弃的人一样呢？
That is to say, I have already been enlightened and cleansed. I have reached a level of spiritual maturity. How can I be forsaken?
但是主在这里说，
But the Lord says,
为了神的旨意，
For the sake of God's will,
父的目的，
For the Father's purpose,
为了父的喜悦，
For the joy of the Lord,
我要把你身上所有的美德都拿掉，
I will take away all your virtues,
我要把我给你所有的恩赐都拿掉，
And all the gifts that I have given you,
我要把我的同在拿去，
I will take away my presence,
我要把你剥夺得干干净净，
I will strip you of everything.
我要叫你被人误会，给人轻看。
I will make you understood and despised.
叫你这个己生命完全死去。
So that your self-life will die completely.
你愿不愿意？
Are you willing?
你肯不肯与我同走？
Are you willing to walk this path with me?
这个女子没有办法。
This woman couldn't answer.
因为她是那样的成熟美丽，毫无瑕疵。
Because she was so mature, beautiful, and flawless.
但是现在这个生命要再被带到死亡里去。
But this life is being led to death.
这女子她没有办法答应主。
And she could not respond.
我们看 继续读四到八节。
Let's continue to read verse 4-8.
我的良人从门口里伸进手来，我便因他动了心。我起来要给良人开门，我的两手滴下墨药，我的指头有墨药汁滴在门栓上。我给我的良人开了门，我的良人却已转身走了。他说话的时候，我神不守舍，我寻找他竟寻不见，我呼叫他，他却不回答。城中巡逻看守的人遇见我，打了我，伤了我。看守城墙的人夺去我的披肩。耶路撒冷的众女子啊，我嘱咐你们，若遇见我的良人，要告诉他，我以施爱疼婢。
Son of Sons, chapter 5, verse 4-8. My beloved extended his hand through the opening, and my feeling was aroused for him. I arose to open to my beloved, and my hands dripped with myrrh, and my fingers with liquid myrrh. On the handles of the bolt, I opened my beloved, but my beloved had turned away and had gone. My heart went out to him as he spoke.I searched for him, but did not find him. I called him, but he did not answer me. The watchmen who made the round in the city found me. They struck me and wounded me. The guardsmen of the walls took away my shawl from me. I adjure you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if you find my beloved, as to what you will tell him, for I am lovesick.
这个女子她是那样成熟美丽，似乎毫无瑕疵。
This woman is so mature, beautiful, and seemingly flawless.
现在这样美好的生命要再放进死亡里去。
And such a beautiful life will be led to death.
这个女子她实在没有办法答应。
And she could not respond.
我的良人从门口里伸进手来。
My beloved extended his hand through the opening.
这个手是带着钉痕的手。
This hand is a nail pierced.
女子看见这个带着钉痕的手，所以她里面感动起来。开了门。
So when the woman saw this nail-pierced hand, she was moved and rose to open the door.
当起来开门的时候，良人已经不在了。
And when she opened the door, the beloved is already gone.
她到城里去找他。
And she went out to seek him.
巡逻的人看见他不但没帮他，反而打了他。
The guardsmen not only did not help her, but also they struck her.
伤了他。
Wounded her.
守门的人更把他的披肩抢去了。
The guardsman also took away her shawl.
这就叫她没有了遮盖。
So she had no covering at that time.
全部赤裸敞开，满受羞辱。
She was completely exposed and suffered to humility.
她好像是一个大罪人一样。
And she was like a great sinner.
我寻找她竟寻不见，我呼叫她，她却不回答。这时候女子她找不到主，主也不回答她。
I sought him and could not find. I called him, but he did not answer. And this time, the woman tried to find his beloved, but she couldn't find him.
所以神的同在也没有了。
Therefore, she no longer has God's presence.
什么都剥夺了。
And she was stripped of everything.
她是完全赤裸敞开受羞辱了。
And she was completely naked and exposed, and she was humiliated.
她只能在耶路撒冷的众女子面前求救。
She could only cry out for help.To the daughters of Jerusalem.
那些耶路撒冷的女子本来是仰望羡慕她的。
Those daughters of Jerusalem once they were the ones that look up to her.
本来这些耶路撒冷的众女子，当他们遇见属灵的问题、遇见问题的时候，是来请她。向他求救的。
When in the past, the daughters of Jerusalem when they come across some difficulties, they turn to her for help.
现在她要谦卑的反过来。求耶路撒冷的女子来帮助她。
And now she had to be the one humble herself to ask for help.
这个就是主要带苏拉密女带我们经过科西玛尼园的经历和各个她身上十字架的经历。
This is what the Lord is leading the Shulamite woman and us through Gethsemane and the experience of the cross of Golgotha.
我们在读第九节到第十节。
Let's continue to read verse 9 to 10.
你这女子中极美丽的，你的良人比别人的良人有何强处？你的良人比别人的良人有何强处？你就这样嘱咐我们。女子回答说：“我的良人白而且红，超乎万人之上。”
What kind of beloved is your beloved, O most beautiful among women? What kind of beloved is your beloved that thus you adore us? My beloved is dazzling and ruddy, outstanding among 10,000.
我们再读六章一节。
And then let's continue to read chapter 6, verse 1.
耶路撒冷的女子说：“你这女子中极美丽的，你的良人往何处去了？你的良人往何处去了？我们好与你同去寻找他。”
And the daughters of Jerusalem said, "Where has your beloved gone, O most beautiful among women? Where has your beloved turned, that we may seek him with you?"
我们翻回到一章四节。
Let's go back to chapter 1, verse 4a.
愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。
Draw me after you and let us run together.
注意这里吸引的是一个人，但是快跑跟随的是一群人，是我们。
Notice here, the one who is drawn is a single person, but those who run a group, us.
现在这个女子她谦卑地反过来求耶路撒冷的女子帮她忙。
Now this woman, in her humility, she asked the daughters of Jerusalem for help.
耶路撒冷的女子反问她说
And they asked her in return,
你的良人跟别人有什么不同呢？
What makes your beloved different from others?
你的良人跟别人有什么不同呢？
What makes your beloved different from others?
为什么你的心这样爱他，向着他呢？
That your heart is so devoted to him.
女子回答他们说
The woman responded,
我的良人是千万人中的第一人，他是全然美丽。
My beloved is outstanding among 10,000. He's altogether lovely.
在这个女子她这样软弱的情形的里面
In her moment of weakness,
她的见证反而打动了耶路撒冷的女子。
Her testimony moves the daughters of Jerusalem.
如你的良人是这样美丽，我们与你一同去找他。
If your beloved is like this, we will go with you to find him.
弟兄姊妹，这才是我们经常说的，愿你吸引我，我们快跑跟随你的实际。
Brothers and sisters, this is what we often say. This is a reality of draw me after you and we will run together.
这才是保罗所说的死在我们身上发动，所以生在你们身上发动。
This is what Paul said, for we live a constantly being delivered over to death for Jesus, so the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our mortal flesh.
这是因为爱神的枷锁必须经历的凌辱。
This is the reproach we must go through for the love of God's house.
这个是道致圣所幔子裂开必经的过程。
This is a process we have to go through until the veil of the Holy of Holies.
这是进到与主联合最后的一步。
This is the last step to enter into the unity with the Lord.
我记得我跟大家提过德国弟兄 Sudo Henry 的见证。
I remember mentioning, sharing this testimony of brother Suso.
我想再值得提一次。
I want to use this testimony again.
Sudo Henry 是一个德国的弟兄。
Sudo Henry is a German brother.
他是当时大家公认非常属灵的。
He was a highly recognized a person who is very spiritual.
所以大家都很尊敬他。
So everybody respected him.
但是有一天呢，有一个人来敲门。
But one day a person knocked on his door.
他一打开门呢，看见一个女子。
When he opened the door, he saw a woman.
这个女子就把一个婴孩就塞给了他，说：“享受你罪的果子吧。”
When he opened the door, the woman handed the baby to him and said.And said, "Enjoy the fruit of your sin."
那女子就掉头就走了。
Then she left.
这件事情马上就在整个城市里传开了。
This news spread quickly in the city.
所以大家就开始说，哦，原来这个人是一个假冒伪善的人。
And everybody started to say, "Oh, this is a hypocrite."
哦，甚至以往受他帮助的人，现在都反过来定罪论断他。
And even those who had been helped by him now turned against him.
说这个人太糟糕了。
And they say he's such a terrible person.
在这种情形之下，苏索黑女她非常的难过。
Sudo Henry was deeply saddened by this condition.
她没有办法，她只能到主面前去祷告。
He had no other way but to turn to the Lord.
主啊，你知道这不是我做的。
Lord, you know I didn't do this.
那我现在该怎么办呢
？What should I do now?
主耶稣回答苏索说：“照着我所做的去做吧。
”The Lord said, "Do as I did."
主让苏索看见主耶稣背负了世人的罪，却被人羞辱误会。
The Lord shows also that the Lord Jesus bore the sin of the world, but he was misunderstood and humiliated.
但主耶稣在审判官面前，他默默不开口。
Yet the Lord Jesus remained silent before his accusers.
主耶稣告诉司徒说，你要受别人犯罪的苦果，而且你不要开口。
The Lord told Suso, you will bear the fruit of other sins, but you will not speak.
当主耶稣这样告诉他的时候，
When the Lord told him like this,
主耶稣自己背负我们的罪挂在十字架上的情景显在他的面前。
The Lord also gave him the image of the Lord Jesus bearing our sins on the cross into his heart.
神的平安充满他。
And God's peace filled him.
他发现他竟然很爱这个孩子。
And he found he loved this child.
然后他就把他当作自己的孩子一样来抚养。
And he raised this little child as his own.
他也没有向任何人做任何解释。
And he did not explain anything to him.
他反而非常享受与这个小女孩之间的天伦之乐。
On the contrary, he started to enjoy the bond with his little child.
这样过了好多年以后，
And many years later,
这个年轻的女子她又回到这个城市。
The young woman who abandoned the child came back to the city.
她看见苏索这样疼爱自己的女儿。
And she saw how Suso loved her child.
她很感动，很惭愧。
And she was deeply moved and feels regretted.
女子就起来跟大家做见证说，这个孩子真的不是苏索的。
And she told everybody, this child is not Suso's.
当时我是无路可走，真的不知道该怎么办。
At that time, as I was at the end of myself, I do not know what to do.
我认为只有把孩子交给像苏索这样的人，我才能放心。
I believe the only thing I can do is to entrust somebody like Suso, that way I can feel at peace.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
因为基督也不求自己的喜悦
，because Christ did not please himself.
如经上所记，辱骂你人的辱骂都落在我身上。
The reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me.
我们可能不会经过这么特别的环境。
We may not go through such unique circumstances.
但这个原则确实可以用在我们平常教会生活上面。
But this principle can also apply to our daily.
就是我们要学习放下我们自己的权利和理由。
That is to say, we need to lay down our own rights and reasons.
弟兄姊妹得罪了我，我有理。
And when brothers and sisters offend me, I feel I'm justified.
但是做贼的反叫做贼。
But the thief will call out someone to catch the thieves.
我可不可以放下我合法的权利不去争呢？
Can I lay down my legitimate rights and not argue?
结果反而我变得没有理了。
As a result, I end up being the one.
好像错的是我，我是那个罪人。
As if I'm the one at fault, I am the sinner.
你愿意这样背负弟兄姊妹的软弱吗？
Are you willing to bear the weakness of brothers and sisters?
你愿意让辱骂你人的辱骂都落在你身上吗？
Are you willing to take the reproach of those reproachers?
若是日常生活、教会生活里面，我们都不能为着弟兄姊妹牺牲一点的自由。
If we're not even willing to sacrifice a little freedom for our brothers and sisters,
我们如何会愿意为他们牺牲自己呢？
How can we sacrifice ourselves for them?
若日常生活里面我们都不能容忍弟兄姊妹，
If in our everyday church life we cannot forgive or tolerate brothers and
sisters, 你如何会愿意背负他们的罪，更如何让辱骂你的辱骂都落在你身上呢？
How can you bear their sins? How can you accept the reproaches of those who reproach you?
我做一点总结，时间不够多了。
Conclusion.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
是的，我们要学习十字架的功课。
Yes, we must learn the lesson of the cross.
我们要成熟属灵。
We need to mature spiritually.
但是我们要知道，我们要成熟属灵，是为了要使我们成为神所悦纳的祭，献给神。
But we must clearly understand our spiritual growth is for us to spiritual maturity is.For us to be acceptable to God,
我们要使神的心得喜悦
，and to bring joy to God's heart.
葡萄成熟，却是被放在酒榨里，被人践踏，成为美酒，使人得祝福。
The mature grapes are to be placed in the wine press to be trodden, becoming fragrant wine to bless others.
使神的旨意能够成就在教会中。
So that God's will be fulfilled in the church.
若是我们对十字架的目的不清楚，
If we're not sure about the purpose of the cross,
我们也可以经历许多看起来像是十字架的功课。
We may also experience a lot of lessons seemingly like the lesson of the cross.
但最后生命的表现是非常不一样的。
But the final expression of life is very different.
十字架本来是要我们没有自己，越来越小。
The cross, eventual purpose of the cross is for us to be none of self and become smaller and smaller.
是要我们预备成熟以后，我们可以放在祭坛上，为了神的旨意。
So that when we're mature, we can be placed on the altar for the will of God.
我们要背负弟兄姊妹的软弱，建立弟兄姊妹。
So we can bear the weakness of brothers and sisters and to build them up.
但是相反的，我们看见许多所谓追求十字架的人。
But on the contrary, we see a lot of people who pursue the cross.
反而自己变得越来越大。
Become bigger and bigger.
越来越不能接受弟兄姊妹的软弱失败。
And less and less able to accept the weakness and failures of brothers and sisters.
正像中国人所说的媳妇熬成婆，但却成了坏婆婆，无法体谅媳妇。
It's like the Chinese saying that the daughter-in-law who endures hardship became a harsh mother-in-law.
骂媳妇说，我以前都是这样过来的。
She's unable to emphasize with the daughter-in-law. She scolded her daughter-in-law saying, I went through worse than you.
你命已经够好了，还抱怨什么？
You're already lucky. What are you complaining about?
或是我们能够成为好婆婆跟媳妇说，要照顾一个家不容易，我知道，让我们一起来。
Or maybe we can become a good mother-in-law saying, taking care of a family is not easy. Let's do it together.
十字架是没有自己。
The cross is none of ours, of self.
心中所思念的是神的喜悦，是神的旨意。
Our thoughts are on God's will and on His pleasure.
是教会的建立，是弟兄姊妹的益处。
The building up of the church and the benefits of brothers and sisters.
神赐下各样的恩赐的目的是为了成全别人。
The purpose that God gives us all kinds of gifts is to benefit others.
年长弟兄提醒说，很可惜啊，今天在教会里我们看到很多反常的现象。
Our elder brother was mentioned, it is unfortunate that nowadays we see a lot of abnormal phenomena in the church.
就是有属灵恩赐的人反而是牺牲别人来成全自己。
A lot of people who have spiritual gifts, they are sacrificing others to benefit themselves.
这是对十字架本质上的不认识，十字架是没有自己。
This shows their misunderstanding or not knowing the nature of cross.
一个真正走十字架道路的人是不为自己活，是为神的旨意而活。
A person who truly walks the way of the cross does not live for himself, but for the will of God.
但是我要注意，十字架不是光在基督的身上作为一种个人受苦的经历。
But we also need to know cross is not just the way of the cross is not just the suffering.
我们受苦是为什么？
So what is the point of our suffering?
不是要叫我成为一个圣人，一个纪念碑。
It's not to make us a holy person, a monument.
真实的属灵舍己是成全别人。
It is for the sake of others, to benefit others.
是要到神的目的能够成就。
Is for the fulfillment of God's will.
一个人若为自己而活，十字架是完全没有意义的。
If a person lives for himself, there's no meaning for the cross.
主耶稣上十字架是为了叫神在创世以前他的旨意能够完成。
The Lord went on the cross to fulfill the purpose of God that was established before the foundation of the world.
主耶稣在十字架上最后大声喊着说，成了。
The Lord just cried out, "It is finished on the cross."
岂不是十字架最终目的的说明吗？
Was it not the ultimate explanation of the cross?
十字架的目的是为了神的旨意。
The purpose of the cross is for the will of God.
今天我们走十字架的道路也应该完全是为着神。
Today we walk the way of God is also entirely for God.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray together.
就我们再把这些话交在你的手里。
Lord, again, we place those words in your own hands.
可愿你的爱充满我们。
May your love fill us.
看见你为我们这些不配的人。
See what you have done for us, unworthy person. The sacrifice that you made.
让我们也能够效法苏拉密女。
So we can follow example of Shulamit.
我们看见钉痕的手。
We saw your nail-pierced hand.
我们愿意一起起来，快跑跟随。
We want to rise and follow you.
祷告奉告主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' holy name, Amen.